From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. People respond to the stress of life in different ways. A family member's death, for example, is bound to cause sadness, even prolonged sadness. But for some, it can trigger a case of clinical depression. Now, a team of scientists says it has found a gene that influences how someone will respond to such a major emotional trauma. NPR's Joe Pelka has more.
Geneticists know diseases run in families. That's helped them find many of the genes linked to illnesses. But the genes found so far are usually for rare illnesses. Psychologist Terry Moffitt says now geneticists are trying to find genes related to common diseases.
We're talking about diseases like heart disease or diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and in this case, depression.
To find the genes related to depression, many scientists are studying families where the illness is common. Moffitt and her colleagues at King's College in London and the University of Wisconsin tried a different approach. They looked at a gene called 5-HTT. It's a gene that regulates the movement of serotonin. Serotonin is a brain chemical known to be involved in depression.
Some people have what's called a short variant of this gene, and other people have a long variant of it. There was already some research suggesting that animals who had the short variant were more sensitive to stress than the animals who had the long variant. So that's why we chose to look at this particular gene.
Moffitt looked at a group of some 850 young adults. They were part of a larger health study being carried out in New Zealand. All were born between 1972 and 1973. Every other year, they've been going into the lab for a complete medical examination. So Moffitt had a lot of information about them. Many of the group experienced stressful events in their lives. Moffitt found their reaction varied depending on which form of the 5-HTT gene they had.
If you imagine 10 people who've just suffered a terrible trauma and loss, about two of them would be expected, on average, to get so depressed they need treatment by a doctor. If they have the short variant of this gene, then 4 out of the 10 of them would develop depression.
So the short form of the gene makes people more sensitive to life stress. On the other hand, if they had the long form of the gene, only 1 in 10 would develop depression. These results appear in the current issue of the journal Science. Douglas Levinson at the University of Pennsylvania is also searching for genes linked to depression. He says Moffitt's study represents a new way of looking for genes involved in emotional illness.
It's a really great model for the kinds of studies we're going to start to see in the future. But whether, when all is said and done 10 years from now, this particular gene is a very important contributor, that's hard to tell. Presumably there will be others that are more important or which in combination with this one are quite important.
For the time being, Terry Moffitt says it could be useful to some people to know which form of the 5-HTT gene they have.
I have 2 copies of the stress-sensitive gene. So that tells me that if I ever see a stressful life event coming, I want to engage a psychotherapist right away.
That's probably not going to be an option for most people. Besides, right now there's no easy way to find out what form of the gene they have. And Douglas Levinson says it's probably not necessary.
People who are very vulnerable to stress, you know who they are. And I think that's a much more important predictor for the individual, that if they know that that's true for them and they are undergoing a real period of difficulty, that's sure that they should try to be careful and try to get the help they need.
Levinson says even if someone has this stress-sensitive form of the gene, it doesn't mean that clinical depression is inevitable. Joe Pelka, NPR News, Washington.